What makes us think that the Pirates are all of a sudden, well, now we have to put some effort into making this a legit ball club? Well, why'd you wait till now? Even if you did do it now, if you do it now, why do you wait till now to actually put that effort forward? So, happy for Don Kelly, but still, I still think it's going to be a very tough situation. President of the Pittsburgh Pirates, Travis Williams, he spoke to the media yesterday. Also, Ben Cherington spoke to the media yesterday after the Don Kelly extension. We'll hear from Cherington a little bit later, but here is Travis Williams and what he said to the media after the Kelly extension.
Travis, how would you assess this year as the Pirates franchise as a whole, on and off the field?
It was a very frustrating year in 2025, both on and off the field. That's not only the sentiment of Bob Nutting, but also myself and everybody else in the organization. We know we need to be better, and we will be better in 26.
What gives you the faith that Ben is the right general manager to make his team better in 26?
Well, our belief and expectation is that this team is a lot closer than our performance and our records would suggest. Our goal is to win in 26 and make the playoffs, period, full stop. And we know that, with that in mind, we know that, we need to build on the momentum that we've already built, that we already have, and moving forward. We have the best young pitching staff in all of baseball. We've got a great core of young position players. In addition to that, we have one of the best farm systems in baseball and the top prospect in baseball. And at the same time, we know that we need to be better. We need to do things differently this offseason. We need to make sure that we're making the changes within baseball operations to be able to provide our players with the support that they need in order to be able to perform at an optimal level. And we also know at the same time that we need to be able to acquire or build on our offense. And we're going to do that through trades or through through acquisitions, trades or free agency acquisitions. And we need to be willing to do that aggressively and decisively through this offseason.
When you say that you believe you're not far away, could you understand how some people would be skeptical to hear that? Because the record is worse this year. And, yeah, there are some players that are close, but a lot of the high-ranked prospects aren't that close. What do you say to people who might, disagree with your assessment?
I think you have to look at what we have in terms of talent. Again, building off of one of the best young pitching staffs in all of baseball. But we knew we fell short offensively. We had an historically bad offensive year. But those are things that can be course-corrected. And we believe that we have the ability to do that this offseason. We've given ourselves the flexibility at the trade deadline in terms of payroll, and we believe that we have the ability to go out and add, and we have pitching depth that we can use in order to turn that into hitting depth.
You've one of the lowest payrolls in all of baseball. How much do you feel like you've actually provided the resources for this to be a winning organization?
We have sufficient resources to be able to go out and build a team that can make the playoffs in 2026. It's not a resource issue. Now we just need to go out and execute.
So when you say
major league payroll, payroll increase this year?
We're not going to speak to payroll. We never have in the past, but we have the resources sufficient to be able to win and make the playoffs in 2026.
How do you define that being sufficient? What quantifies that?
Again, I'm not going to speak to quantification of payroll. There's lots of things that go into making sure that you'll be able to be successful in a season. That includes adding, again, taking from a position of strength, pitching, and being able to turn that into hitting. There's opportunities there. It's not just a matter of what you're adding in terms of payroll and free agency acquisitions. But there's lots of ways you can do that. And in addition to that, we need to be able to make the changes inside of baseball operations to continue to improve and allow our players to continue to improve at the major league level and have success at the major league level.
But on the note, you're saying it's sufficient. The past records would show that they're insufficient. You haven't won a division since 1992. So how do you say that it's sufficient?
Feel confident that it's sufficient to be able to be successful and make the playoffs in 2026.
Okay. Travis, specifically with Ben, what are the traits that you like about him or tells you that he's the guy going forward? Remains the guy going forward?
Well, I think given where this team is at this point in time, the strengths that we have in terms of our pitching staff, the young core position players that we have, and what we have in terms of our farm system coming up, we felt at the end of the day that making a change as a general manager would set us back. That's not what our fans expect. That's not what we expect. We're looking in 2026 to make the playoffs, period, full stop. And so we did not want to veer from that, and we're pushing it all in and making sure that we are able to make the playoffs in 2026.
Travis, there was a lot of stuff, especially early in the year. You guys had some off the field, some stuff, you know, from the sign to the bricks, et cetera. Fans got upset. You know, fans may have lost trust in the organization. What is the organization doing to make sure that that side of the business doesn't make those errors again? And what do you say to people that might say that we just don't trust that the organization maybe has our best interests in mind?
Well, first of all, we start day in and day out with the fans first. That's always a fans first mentality. We did have some unforced errors early in this year. We owned them. We course corrected, made the adjustments that we needed to make internally and externally, fixing those mistakes that we made. And that starts with me. It's really on me at the end of the day, and I owned it. And the organization owns it, and we're going to make sure that that doesn't happen again.
On the note of the organization, players themselves have been critical of the state of this organization. What is your response to that?
Just like our fans, our players deserve to have an organization that they can be proud of and that gives them the opportunity to come out every day and play to the best of their ability. And as you heard Ben say earlier and you heard me say, we're going to provide all the resources that are necessary to make sure that that happens.
You say make the period, the playoffs period, full stop. This next year will be Ben's seventh. Is it fair to say that, I forgive the phrase here, that you guys are sort of on the clock? Like, it can't just be, we have the potential to do X, we have the potential to Y, that if you guys, you have the feeling that if you don't get to X or Y next year, that there will be changes that will be beyond just sort of making a full-time manager?
Listen, I came here to win. Came here 6 years ago to win. Came from an organization that won. I know what it takes. We haven't done it yet. At the same time, I'm not thinking about whether I'm on the clock or not. I'm here every day showing up, making sure that we do everything we can to win. Ben is doing the same. Everybody else in this organization is doing the same.
Listen to the Fan Morning Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Make the playoffs full stop.
And, period. Full stop.
Full stop.
That's the next phrase. That's a drop. Hmm. Period. Full stop. He said that like four times.
Yep, he did. He did.
We're going to make the playoffs, period, full stop.
Well.
Look, I get Noah Hyles. I mean, I heard him asking questions, you know, and I get that. It's just when you talk about the resources, it's like.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be payroll. I didn't interpret that question that way. You tell us the specific resources?
Yeah, right.
That's all. Like, are you doing the research and development thing? Do you have a lot of prospects you have faith in? I mean, that's resources.
Right.
Do you have special scouts that know how to find talent? What are the resources?
I don't think he knows. I don't know.